A good welcome and good morning to everyone. The Gemara on Daf Chavavim Beis talks about the famous Shaila of Yesh Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos or not. Is there a Muktzah for Chatzi Shabbos? Which means basically if something was not Muktzah going into Shabbos, later on it became Muktzah, and then that reason for being Muktzah was removed, does it go back to being not Muktzah, or does it now, does it remain Muktzah for the rest of Shabbos because it was Muktzah for part of Shabbos? So for example, the case the Rashi gives explaining the Gemara, if you have peiros that you put up to dry, and before they're dry, they're muktzah. Once they're dry, they're edible and they're no longer muktzah. So going into Shabbos, they were already dried, they're edible and they're not muktzah. Then later on Shabbos, it rained on them and then they got full of water, they're not edible, and they became muktzah at that point. They're not usable. But then later on, the sun dried them out and now they became edible once again. So do we say that being that there was a time on Shabbos where they became muktzah, now they remain muktzah, even though during Ben Hashemashas going into Shabbos they were not muktzah, or no, being that going into Shabbos they were not muktzah and only became muktzah for part of Shabbos, we say that ain muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. If it's only muktzah for part of Shabbos, it does not remain muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. That's a Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara comes out that ain muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. If it was not muktzah going for the whole Shabbos, it was non muktzah going into Shabbos. The fact that it became muktzah later on, once that reason goes away, it no longer remains muktzah. That's the Maskan of the Gemara, that's what we paskin. The Magen Avraham, at the end of, in Hilchos Lulav, end of Taf Resh Nun Aleph, asks a very stark akasha from here on a din by Lulav. So the Rishami says that if you, you're taking Lulav on Yom Tov Shechalius B'Shabbos, the Rishami Shita is that there are cases that you could take Lulav when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so you could be Naito Lulav, obviously for the Mitzvah of Netilah it's not Muktzah, but once the Mitzvah is over, it now becomes Muktzah. So the Rishami says, "Hinicha al aretz." Once you put the lulav down, when you finish the mitzvah, aser shuv letaltal, you can no longer be metaltal. So in other words, while you're doing the mitzvah of netila, you're doing a mitzvah. It's not muktzah, but once you put it down, you finish with the mitzvah. And now the lulav becomes muktzah, because the mitzvah is no longer there to override the aser muktzah. In fact, the Magen Avraham, how could that be? He says the Gemara comes out over here that ain muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. If it was going into Shabbos, it was not muktzah because you had a heter to use it for the mitzvah, and now that reason went away, it wasn't muktzah for the whole Shabbos, and l'chayr we should say, ain muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, and it should be 100% mutter. How could it be that Yerushalmi says that once you put it down, you can no longer be metaltal it? That's the kasha of the Magen Avraham. And I thought that l'chayr could be mechalic like this. L'chayr could say that there's a difference between lulav and argamar. The Gemara here is talking about you have peiros, you have something like that, the be'etzem is only muktzah because you were maxing them from your das. They're muktzah because they're not edible. So over here, going into Shabbos, they were edible. Then they became not edible. And then they became edible again. So right now, really, misvar, they should not be muktzah because they're edible. The question is, you want to make them usher now because there was a point in time on Shabbos when they were muktzah. And that we say in muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Being that going into Shabbos, they were not muktzah. And right now, they're not muktzah. The fact that they were muktzah before, that's not going to usher it now that the siba of muktzah went away. That's when you say in muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. When it comes to lulav going into Shabbos was not muktzah because you had a right to use it for the mitzvah. But now that the mitzvah is over, so right now it goes back to being muktzah. Right now it's actually muktzah. Whatever reason the lulav is muktzah without the mitzvah, it's not right for a tilta, whatever it is, not a kli, then that reason remains now as well. Right now it's a muktzah. So the fact that the being muktzah was only for chatzi Shabbos, that's not going to make a difference. That can be matter something which is actually muktzah now. That can only be matter something which is no longer muktzah. If it's no longer muktzah, the fact that it was muktzah before is not going to aser for the future because we say ein muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. But if it's actually muktzah now, then of course it's going to be muktzah. The fact that it only became actually muktzah for part of the day is not going to take away its din muktzah, and therefore the lulav remains muktzah, and you would have to put it down once you finish with the mitzvah. Over here in Argamar, we're talking about the peiros going into Shabbos were not muktzah, and then they became muktzah, and now when they got dried up, they're back to not being muktzah, so right now they're not muktzah. If they're not muktzah, they're not going to become usher because there was a point in time when they were muktzah. So that, l'chayr, could be a chiluk to answer the kasha of the Magen Avraham. Over here, he doesn't answer it, but he is mitzayan to look in what he wrote in Hilcha Shabbos and Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, and over there he pretty much says this chiluk. The chiluk is something which is muktzah machlis cheser and kiss, like in Ismael Shomila. Even after the once the mitzvah goes off, that is a muktzah remains. It's actually muktzah now, and therefore the halacha of ein muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos would not apply. That seems to be what the Magen Avraham says over there. I just want to be messiah with another ha'ar on this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that this, that when the mitzvah is over, it's muktzah. The lashon of Yerushalmi is if hinicha al aretz aser shuv letaltal. Once you put it down on the karka, it can no longer be metaltal. It sounds like from the Yerushalmi that it's only once you put it down, you can't be metaltal anymore. But when the lulav is in your hand, even though you already finished the mitzvah, you could be metaltal. In fact, in the tziv, Why should that be? Once you did the netilah, the mitzvah is finished with. So it's in your hand, you should have to drop it, you have to put it down. You're no longer doing any mitzvah. What heter do you have to hold it? Why is it only once you put it down, it can't be metaltet? Even when it's in your hand before you put it down, there should be an iser teltel because of the iser of muktzah. As I fact, in itziv, and hamek shayla, says a gvalik yosai to answer this kasha, which he uses for many, many different mitzvahs in the Torah. He wants to say that you see from here that the mitzvah of lulav is a mitzvah you could elongate, you can make it longer. It's true, the mitzvah is just in the tilah to pick it up for 1 second, but kozman, you're holding it in your hand, you get a mitzvah. There's a constant mitzvah, kozman, you're holding the lulav. It's not something you're mechuyev to do, but kozman, it's in your hand, you get another mitzvah, every rega is another mitzvah, and therefore that there would be no issue of muktzah kozman, it's in your hand, because when it's in your hand, you actually be mekayem mitzvah sulav. It's only once you put it down, then that kiyum mitzvah is over. Now you want to go ahead and do a new netila, that would be also once you're ready mekayem the mitzvah. But once, if you don't put it down, the fact that it's in your hand would be a constant kiyum mitzvah sulav. That's his mechadash, is something which is continuous. It continues kozman, you're holding it, you get a kiyum mitzvah. And this avad has to do with the shayla l'achronim, which I think he himself says in his tshuva. If what is the mitzvah of lulav? Is it the netila? Is it picking it up or just being in your hand? Nafkamina is if you pick up the lulav before Laisa Shachar and it's still in your hand after Laisa Shachar, are you yotze the mitzvah or not? So the Achronim say that if the mitzvah is a netila, then you're not going to be yotze because netila was done before the zman. But if the mitzvah is being in your hand, you will be yotze because right now it's in your hand at the proper zman. So if the netziv is saying that you could elongate the mitzvah, kol zman is in your hand to get a mitzvah, it would be very mistaber that he's understanding that the mitzvah is the being in your hand. That's what the mitzvah is. And therefore, if you pick it up before Elisha Shachar and it remains in your hand after Elisha Shachar, you would get the Kiyama Mitzvah because right now it's in your hand. Dikr is being in your hand, not the Maisa Natila. And that's talk of what he says in his Chuvah and Meshav Davar. Then in such a case, he would be Yitzin the Mitzvah, not like Yisrael Salanter, who says you would not be Yitzin the Mitzvah in such a case. And Yisrael Salanter seems to understand the Mitzvah is the Natila, not being in your hand. But that's an Itziv Shita, the Mitzvah is being in your hand. So it'd be Yitzin even if you picked it up before Elisha Shachar and Huadin. That kozman that you hold it, you get a kiyum mitzvah, you chop another mitzvah for kozman the lulav is in your hand.